Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Thursday, October 2nd. Good morning. 9 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. Gas down a cent to $1.33. I'm Stacey Englehart. Well, the federal government's track record on animal welfare is not getting the greatest of reviews. First, it was the planned killing of hundreds of ostriches who survived a deadly flu outbreak. Now they've denied Marineland's request to rescue their remaining whales. The fisheries minister announced they would not grant an export permit to ship Canada's last captive whales to an aquarium in China because they didn't want them in captivity. But now it looks like their only other option is another planned mass cull. 20 whales have already died at the tourist attraction in Niagara Falls since 2019. Company now says they don't have enough money to keep caring for the whales. According to the CBC, a source maintained the whales were going to be given to the government to be euthanized. York police have launched an annual campaign to combat auto theft. Operation AutoGuard 3.0 will employ a multifaceted approach. In 2023, Operation AutoGuard 2.0 led to the recovery of 15 vehicles, 17 people charged. Police say auto theft dropped in 2024, 31% as a result. And conservationists are paying tribute to a famed primatologist who died yesterday in California on a speaking tour. Dr. Jane Goodall was renowned for her groundbreaking field research into chimpanzees and globe-spanning environmental advocacy. She was 91. Hot country sports baseball playoffs. Cleveland, the Yankees, San Diego, all winners tying their series at one. Those deciders are tonight, while L.A. beat Cincinnati, winning that series. The Jays play the winner of the ALDS on Saturday. Vancouver won the Voyagers Cup. Whitecaps beat FC 4-2, winning the Canadian Championship for the fourth year in a row. NHL preseason tonight, the Leafs are back at it, hosting Detroit at 7. While the NFL gets underway, the L.A. Rams host San Fran at 8:15. Hot country weather. We've got sunshine this afternoon, a high of 19. Tonight, clear and cold. It falls to 6. But tomorrow, it warms up, and it looks like for the next few days, sunshine, highs feeling in the mid to high 20s. Right now, it's 9 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. I'm Stacey Englehart.